Welcome to the End of the World, a Saga Game Studio production.
Rioting going on, and should we get out there and get what we need now rather than wait?
That's true. So, Matt, you said that there were reports of rioting. Was that local or was that...
That was just in general. That was more of a general news. If you want, you can check the local stations and see.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It does.
The local websites.
Look like there is some rioting locally, but it's more further away from where you guys are. So if you guys are in this world's equivalent of Colony, and it's more like downtown Albany.
Okay. Well,
not at all surprised. Yeah. Anyway.
So if you did a search
for... We'll say Crossgates Mall. I mean, that makes sense.
Fights going on at Crossgates. Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you search for whatever?
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to, but I don't know if we had actually gotten to that yet. I tried doing my best attempt at searching Erlurg. I'm waiting for it to Goose Goose start to be like, did you mean?
All right, yes, so you came up with Elreg Distributors supply of alternators and starters. A bunch of names, like as in that being the last name. It auto-corrected the spelling, so let's go back and search for what we actually typed. Erlang's Hooks, some sort of hooks, troutnut.com.
Did you say trapnut.com?
Trout.
Oh, troutnut.
Yep.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yep, those are, it's kind of hook.
Gonna go with worse.
Well, that's if you spell it as it sounds.
I would, so if Erlurg, like E-R, like how you kind of showed us there in the parentheses, if that didn't work.
It did not.
My natural instinct would be to go with like U-R-Lurg.
Okay.
And that doesn't really help.
Well, you are.
Actual size, online ruler, screen measurements. Some rulers, bunch of online rulers came up with that one.
So, what if I did...
It auto-corrected for the word ruler.
Oh, well.
In your message, you gave us the name Freya. Or Freyr. And Surtra.
Yes, but... I know you don't remember when I read it to you, but...
So, I was just
going to
say...
You don't have access to that word. You just saw a person on the ground.
All right, so we don't actually know those names.
Right.
I was going to say, at the very least... The way I'm playing Kirk, he wouldn't know who that is.
Well, is the Avengers a thing in this universe?
Yeah.
Okay, so did Thor Ragnarok come out?
Sure. Yeah, everything up to now that's happened has happened.
Okay, so can I be like that? Look, that seemed like, you know, Ragnarok, big sword plunging into the ground, big fiery sword.
You could search Flaming Sword. Let's see if that comes up.
You can go to a flamingsword.com.
Flaming Sword. Mythology comes up real quick. Let's click on that. Oh, no. It does.
Oh, the sword wielded by Surtur, a Jotun of Muspelheim. Is a flaming sword with immense destructive power that appears in Norse mythology.
Yep. So, I mean, you have a whole mess of things that you would have to go through. But if you wanted to dedicate the rest of your evening to this...
I was going to say, some sort of, co-op research between Kirk and Rick, trying to look this stuff up.
And we can do some rolls and see what how well it worked out.
Hang on. Uno momento.
That's some logic, mofo.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Alrighty.
So I'll just have one of you roll, and the other one will give assistance. So that's add a die for that.
All right, go ahead and roll, man.
So two dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's higher than my logic. No, my logic is 3. Wow, that sounds wrong.
You are not playing this right then.
Yeah, I should have.
Well, it's gun logic.
Yeah. Can I get a bonus for having thought of Ragnarok being a nerd?
Sure. Because, once you search, I bet you once you search Flaming Sword and you read that line, I can see Ragnarok jumping into your head for it, for sure.
Okay. All right. So I'm rolling do I just roll the 3 dice?
Yes.
Right? Okay. And I'm trying to get under, right?
Yep. Right.
I have 2 successes and a failure. I have a 3, a 4, and a 6.
All right. I think you just needed a success, so it's fine.
Okay.
All right. So by morning, you feel fairly certain, the both of you, and morning, you know, is pretty nebulous at this point.
After 8 hours of sleep.
But
roughly.
Or 8 hours of studying. I guess those two slept. Hopefully.
Yep.
What you feel fairly certain that what you saw was Surtur throwing down or having thrown down and defeated Freyr, bringing Ragnarok to Midgard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to get a couple hours of sleep after you?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay. Probably.
Because actually, if you click on Surtur, you pretty much it says he's going to do battle against Freyr and win, and then he's going to essentially just cause Ragnarok.
Yep.
So that's literally the first page, and it goes into more about it. But I'm actually trying to see if I can find Urdurg in this one page, but it doesn't look like it.
You won't.
Yeah.
So Garrett and Hector, you two slept through the night while the other two were busy studying and stuff and trying to look this information up. So I'm going to guess that you two are probably the first to wake up in the morning. Or at least you wake up after X amount of hours. With it being so dark, you kind of lose all sense of time. But you find that you've been asleep for maybe 8 hours-ish? 9 hours? However long you guys normally sleep for.
Then Hector sleeps for 5 hours.
All right,
yep,
5 hours.
And then gets up and cleans.
Oh, fuck off.
It's accurate. So clearing when Rick wakes up, his place is... This is a great thing, yeah. Hector is going to clean Rick's place while they're asleep.
All right, Hector, you wake up at around 1 o'clock. I'm going to say that Rick probably went off to his bed to sleep.
Yep.
Whereas Kirk, did you just fall asleep where you were studying?
Yeah, I could totally see myself passing out at the table or wherever I might have been sitting.
Yep, so he's just head down at the table, laptop on in front of him, though it's, you know, the screen's gone dark. And he's just cranking Z's.
I do snore quite heavily, so yes, that's entirely accurate.
Yep. So I'm going to say that Garrett and Hector, you guys went to bed around 7-ish, give or take. It's going to be about 1 in the morning.
I will go to Kirk and gently wake him up. Come on, let's get you to bed. You're going to get a crick in your neck over here. What were you doing? I'll pick up where you left off.
So me and
Rick,
he's in my eyes, me is in, yeah, me and Rick were, we were, we ended up looking at Norse mythology and we found this, Surtur guy with his fire sword. And I kind of like turned the screen and show him a picture, be like, that's kind of what we saw, ain't it?
Close enough. Yeah.
He is a fire giant.
All right, I'll look into this. You get some sleep.
All right.
I look out.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say I head off into a room and doze off, I guess, for a couple more hours.
I look out the window to check the house that is supposed to have the lights on, the old man's house.
There only seems to be one light on.
Okay.
As you are looking over, you can see there's a flash, like a reflection. It almost looks like the window that was in the front door. Well, like the window in the front door caught some light.
I saw a reflection in the window in the front door? Or there was like a flash?
If you had to guess, you'd say that the door just opened and closed, and when it swung open, it reflected some light at you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go over there independently, though.
Without telling anyone?
Yeah.
This will go well.
Well, where's the front door? Do I pass by Hector?
If they were at like the kitchen table, this is a spot then level, yeah. You would not pass him.
Okay.
I thought this was a split level, so wouldn't he have to pass in front of the door if he was in the bedroom?
I wasn't in the bedroom, I was in the bathroom.
You're right.
Either way, they're both on the same side of the house.
Okay.
It guess it depends on which side of the table the laptop was at, where you sat.
If you
want
to sneak past, then you sneak past.
Yeah, I want to go by myself.
Okay.
Because that always works well in horror stories.
No, it never does. You know, you do this on purpose, then you complain when it goes poorly.
You know what? I have the right to do both. For I am a goddamn American.
You cringe on my rights.
Gonna pull a Kirk.
Kirk lets out a hell yeah, brother, from the
from falls asleep. Right back asleep. Oh, what a weird snore.
All right, so
that's a snore.
You're welcome.
You go to the neighbor's hell house.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You guys have been hearing it for hours, you just didn't know what it was.
Yeah. So I head over and I check if the front door is unlocked.
The front door is unlocked.
All right.
And you know that you locked it before you left.
I open the door. Hello?
You hear a bunch of people that suddenly stop talking.
Sir? I'm sorry I didn't catch your name before, and I start walking in.
All right, you think you heard the noise coming from the back right of the house. We'll say that's off where the kitchen is.
All right, I am going to approach.
You're going to die.
I'm not going to die.
There's no need, Garrett.
Yeah, these are a bunch of purge people.
Purge people. I can get away from purge people. All right. I might have to lose a limb or two.
All right. Well, you're clearly not sneaking up.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
All right.
I don't want to go. I want to go towards where the old man was hiding before.
Those are both the same direction.
Oh, okay, cool. But that's the specific room I want to go check.
All right. So as you get up to the kitchen, you can definitely hear some shuffling and movement in the kitchen.
Is the light on in the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. So I head towards the kitchen.
All right. Do you just want to walk in?
Yeah, just walk in. Just walk on in. I own this place now.
All right. As you strut into the kitchen, because, you know, you own it. You can see the couple from the other side of Rick's home in there. And he seems to be trying to get a door open. And she is kind of pulling at his arm.
Can I help you?
When he turns towards you, he has a knife, like a kitchen knife in his hand.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, 0 to 100. Okay.
You saw this coming and you still went through with it.
Yeah. That's fine.
So this he kind of holds up the knife. He says, just back off. We were here first. Just
okay.
Just go. And it doesn't have to be a problem.
Technically incorrect.
Listen, I don't want anything. There was just an old man here. I just wanted to check up on him. I saw you earlier. My friend went to see you guys. He was talking all crazy nonsense.
So she's pulling on his arm. And Brian. She goes, Brian, come on, let's just go. Come on. He said, no, stop it. We were here. We deserve this power more than he does. Just go away.
I'm not here.
And there doesn't have to be a problem.
I'm not here for the power. I just want to know where the old man is.
He rattles the doorknob. He's locked himself in the basement.
Oh, all right. Whew. What a sticky situation this is. All right.
I'm hoping that's in character.
Yeah, just out loud. Like, there's a knife being pointed at me. Oh, yikes. Stuck between a rock and a hard place, huh?
Like tugging on your imaginary tie.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
You're suddenly Rodney Dangerfield.
No respect.
Even in hell, I get no respect.
No respect.
Even in the apocalypse, I get no respect.
Exactly.
What is around me? What is in my immediate reach?
We'll say he's off towards the refrigerator and the sink. So your side, you've got the stove, so pots, pans. There's probably a dirty, like cast iron frying pan on the counter, a block of kitchen knives, silverware drawers, glasses, plates, standard kitchen stuff.
Okay.
You're on the storage side and he's on the business side.
Okay.
Well, I guess if he has the fridge, maybe he's on the storage side. You know what? It doesn't matter.
I am... Jesus, I'm going to throw a frying pan at him.
All right, that's, I mean, that's got to be dexterity.
Oh, yikes. How many do I roll?
You roll a base of one, plus, bonuses and...
Yep, so do you have anything in your features that would add or detract?
Nah, I'm just a fast runner. Oh, I could run away instead.
Can I run away?
Can I just fucking bolt?
You can bolt, absolutely.
Yeah, let me do that instead.
All right, so if you want do that.
I'm a fast runner, but I'm easily exhausted.
That's right. So, short distances.
More of a sprint, not a marathon runner.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just going to be a little burst, and then I'm going to like come back like...
All right, so that would be two dice, one for, the physical and one for the fast runner.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm trying to get equal to or lower.
Yep.
I got one and then failed the other.
That's fine. You only need to have one success.
Cool, so I succeeded.
All right, so you are... I mean, how far are you going?
I'm going. I'm booking it right back to to Rick's house.
Are you leaving the door open? You're closing the door behind you when you leave.
Oh no, I am 100% leaving that door. Oh no, 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 I'm gonna close it. Yeah.
All right, the door. Then, just the sound of the door slamming shut is very, very loud in the silence of the neighborhood. You can hear them. What the hell was that about? Like through, as you run through the living room and the door slams shut. Yeah. And soon you are back in Rick's house, and Hector definitely notices when you barge back in and are 100% out of breath.
Go for a jog?
Yeah, just, you know, just had to get some fresh air.
That's nice.
What are you doing?
Research.
Oh, yes. This is good. Where's Kurt's stuff?
Probably with him and in the bedroom.
Cool. I'm just gonna go splash some water on my face very quickly.
Okay.
So I go.
Try and use the rainwater.
The what?
Rainwater.
Where's the rainwater?
Out back in the bin.
Jesus Christ. I go out back.
He's already trying
to
get
you. They're just like a bunch of leaves and dirt in the water.
In the yard.
I just sigh. Just splash my face with a bunch of dirty water.
It smells weird.
Yeah.
Gotta conserve resources.
Oh, God. I think I just gave myself 12 different diseases.
At least six, but yeah.
It's the first night. You're probably only like 5 or 6, yeah.
Okay, so I go to up to Kurt's room and like open his door, and I like he's asleep, right?
Yeah, every now and then you hear hell yeah,
hell yeah,
get it, brother.
I just sort of like nudge him.
Oh,
Kurt,
everyone's waking
Kurt,
you up.
Kurt, listen. I'm sorry. I need your gun to murder a couple people real quick.
You're so... Okay, no. Pause. Are you really, really... You just want to murder these two people?
I'm not going to really murder them. They're after an old man and who's just defenseless, so I'm going to give them a little incentive to leave.
Wouldn't that be a better way to introduce this to Kurt?
No, I think...
Well, my respect, I hate doing this, but I have to agree with Kevin.
All right, fine.
There's a better way to sell this.
It's like telling Matt he's doing a good job. I hate doing it.
I lay next to Kurt and I like cuddle him a bit and I like whisper in his ear. Kurt, I need to borrow your gun.
All of your characters devolve into the same weirdo.
That's what happens.
Was it the gun or the snuggling?
Both.
Yes.
Okay.
I need your gun.
All right, brother, I ain't gonna lie. I don't mind you, but this is weird.
I back off.
Just how about we slow down, take a little bit of a breath, and tell me what the hell's going on?
The old man across the street, the one who's super paranoid, freaking out, the one with the only working generator...
Yeah, the one who saw me and immediately decided he didn't want to talk to anyone anymore. All right, I got it.
Yeah, he is currently under duress. You remember... Well, no, he didn't meet the angry... he didn't meet those people, actually. There is a man holding him hostage with a knife right now. And I just need some leverage... or incentive to get them to leave.
Well, it sounds like you need backup. So how about we go tell Hector and Rick what's going on quickly?
No. Rick's asleep.
Well, yeah, Rick's sleeping, but I'm pretty sure if he knew that his neighbor was being held hostage at knife point
by his other neighbor,
he'd be a little concerned. All right. So we'll just go tell the boys, and then we'll all go over there. I mean, if you think a gun might deter him, I'm pretty sure four guys going over there, one of which has a gun, will also deter him. So,
all right, that's, all right, that's fair enough. What we'll do. You go get Hector. I'll go tell Kurt.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Kurt. Sorry, you're gonna I'll go tell Rick.
My bad. I keep making.
All right. I'll go talk to Hector.
Right. I go into Rick's room.
Are you going to spoon with him, too?
And I was going to say, you better cuddle him, too. Goddammit.
I just sort of cuddle up next to him, you know? But, like, instead, like, I make myself the small spoon, you know? I make myself the little spoon.
Better rub a nipple or something to wake him up.
Rick, you are suddenly very warm.
Rick.
What?
Rick, we have to go save your neighbor. He is being held hostage.
Why are you in my bed?
I had urgent news to tell you.
Okay, wait. What about my neighbor? And get out of my bed.
Okay, I back off.
Okay. Okay, thanks. That was weird.
Okay.
Okay, what about my neighbors?
I'm sorry. I usually get super cuddly and like it's eternal night right now, so.
Okay. just not when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
But when he's awake, though, game on.
all right. No. Okay. Back to serious. Your neighbor's being held at knife point, though.
Okay. Yeah. We should. Wait. Which neighbor?
The poor old man. The like paranoid one. The one we tried to check in on. Yeah, Joe.
Aww.
Is that his name? Oh, yeah. What a great name for a great guy.
Yeah.
Old Joe.
All right, yeah, let's go save Joe.
Okay.
Oh, it feels so good to say that.
Do you know who's holding him hostage?
The other neighbor, the angry one, he has a wife?
Richard and Karen.
Oh, she looks like a Karen.
Oh, she is.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know that they have kids, because I remember Hector mentioning it from before, but there were definitely no kids over there.
Oh.
Interesting. All right. Let's head downstairs and head out.
Yeah. We'll worry about the adults first and then kids second.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I was over there for that part, so. Okay.
Right. No, but you'd know whether they have kids or not. They're your neighbors.
Well, yeah.
All right, so I guess we all meet up and to head out?
Sure. Is Hector on board for this plan? So far, you've told everyone but Hector.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
So I was supposed to go.
Oh, that's right.
I see Hector on the computer, and I like cuddle up behind him and just drape myself over him, you know.
And I'm walking into the room, and I look at Hector, and I go, "I was about to warn you, but."
Hi, Garrett. What's wrong?
He's well acquainted.
So remember that midnight jog I went on.
The one 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I actually went to check up on the neighbor.
Oh,
the old man.
You lied to me.
Yeah. Well, he was being held hostage at knife point.
By the neighbor?
Yeah, by the angry guy.
I thought
and
that.
And the Karen.
Hector, this does not
Karen.
Surprise you at all.
Nope. I got a weird feeling from those guys.
Yeah, her name's Karen.
I go grab a kitchen knife. Let's go teach him a lesson.
Wow, he came around quick.
Okay. Wow. I like with like two fingers, like take the knife out of his hand, like really dainty. I'm, like okay, let's like calm down.
Yeah, I'm like slowly pulling back on the hammer and checking the chamber of my gun, and I look up and go, "Wow."
I mean, I was thinking shooting him. Stabbing seems a little personal.
This is personal.
Wow. Okay. And like I like daintily put the knife back into his hand then.
Just as daintily as you took it out of his hand, you put it
right
back.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, here, you can have this back then. And
all right, so let's head out. Yeah.
Wait. We're not going to kill them, right?
No.
Just
I mean, I'm not going to. I'm just there's a man with a knife, and
we just need to level the playing field. He's just trying to assault a poor old man. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
There are many different degrees of gunshot wounds between fatal and ow, ow, why did you shoot me, ow?
just graze me.
Thank you for listening to End of the World. The cast is Jose as Garrett, Ben as Rick, Brad as Kirk, and Kevin as Hector. The intro is At Dawn by Distemper, and the outro is Finale, Slowly, by D. Yan Ki. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.com. Find us on the web at sagagames.studio or any of our social media at Ectocast. Stay safe, everyone.
Ha ha ha.